This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.
Yes, it is that time. Morena, Charlie.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Big weekend for you. Lots of coffee competitions.
Yeah, big weekend. So it was a huge weekend in New Zealand for the kind of coffee industry. There was two comps on at the Tuesday Club. There was the Brewers' Cup and the Cup Tasters. So Friday, Saturday was the Brewers, which is not been held in New Zealand for around 8 years, I think. So this was like the comeback. It was kind of, the reason they stopped it is because it wasn't popular enough. They weren't filling the places, but it was a huge success. Yeah,
awesome.
They filled all the spots. The attendance was really good. Our friend Agnes did really well.
Awesome.
She got through to the finals, but then unfortunately she didn't place, but her routine was awesome and she was super happy with it when I spoke to
cool.
her.
Cool. So. That's so cool. That and the cup tasters went well as well?
And the so we were there yesterday with the cup tasters.
Were they as good as me and Millie? Because we're kind of certified pros,
you know. Yeah, there weren't that many 100%, so I think you guys would have been good.
Yeah.
But the cup tasters went really well. Yeah, we served the P&G as a nitro and the Kenya as a filter. And they went down really well. We launched some new merch, which will be up on the website soon. And there'll be some Instagram posts about it this week. And the competition in general went really well. Super, super competitive and really tight. The four finalists all got everything right.
Mm.
And then they did the final. It was just those four head to head. And it came down to the guy who actually won the Brewers Cup the day before.
Oh,
was
wow.
in the final.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he has a roastery down in Hamilton. Really cool guy, Grey Roasting. His name's Dove. But he got pipped by YJ, who does our training for us. Yeah, so he won the whole thing.
Wow.
Which was super cool. He's pumped and he deserves it. He worked really hard. And
shout out YJ.
Yeah, shout out to YJ. Well done, man. Congrats.
Awesome. And the exciting news just doesn't stop because you were just telling me before we've got a new spot opening up in Tamaki.
Yeah. So some of you might know them already. They import and sell natural wines and do a bit of food. They're called Bear Wines. But they've got this exciting new project where they're moving into a bigger space on Richmond Road. It's kind of a two-step plan. They're moving into part of it this week, and they're going to be serving 8:30 coffee in there, which we're pretty stoked about.
Beleshko.
And doing some breakfast on the morning too. And then they'll be doing lunches and wine and looking into the evenings as well.
Wow, so, you could just stay there all day.
Yeah, it's going to be a really cool spot. They're taking over this kind of quite old building, and they're moving into part of it to start with, but the big plan is to move into the place next door, and there's a big outdoor kind of patio that's covered, and they want to do music there and stuff, and it's
going
to be a really cool spot, so we're pretty pumped to be involved.
I love the sound of that. That's so awesome. Another great spot to pick up some 8:30 coffee.
Another great spot, yeah. We're pretty stoked, and Bertrand and Romain, they're real cool guys, and they love hospitality, and they're just super excited to create like a space just to host people for all day. So yeah, it's going to be real cool.
What a great week for coffee news. We've got some more great news for you, dear listeners. You could win some free coffee this week. We've got a bag of the Kenyan Gichathani AA beans right here. I've actually got two bags here, but this is for this week. Good shake. Did you say you were brewing this at the Cup Tasters?
Yeah, we brewed it as a filter. It's just a classic Kenya, like really clean, nice acidity, like red fruits, kind of black currant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a washed, which is quite typical of Kenya. So when they pick the cherries off the tree, they strip all the fruit off with kind of a water hulling machine, which it gets rid of kind of, it makes it a lot cleaner.
Mm.
So you just get like kind of the acidity and stuff instead of some of the more natural funky flavors that's kind of stripped away.
Fascinating. So that's quite a common thing that happens with Kenyan coffee.
Yeah, very typical of Kenya. Yeah,
okay.
You don't see that many natural Kenyans. Most of them are washed, and that's because in Kenya, a lot of the washing stations is where they take all their coffee, and there'll be hundreds of different farmers. Everyone just brings their coffee in from their kind of backyard farm, and then the washing station buys it off them.
There'll
be loads of hundreds of different producers.
Yeah. So does that mean there's more variation within each sort of?
Yeah, a bit origin, can or? Be. Yeah. Sometimes the traceability and stuff can be hard. It's why it can be quite hard to get like organic coffees in Kenya, because it's hard to certify all the little individual farms.
Yeah, because organic, you sort of have to tick all the right boxes and everything. It can be
A lot of it will be organic, but then to actually get the certification, it can be quite hard, because even if they're not using anything, they'd have to go and order all the little kind of little small holdings where they've got five plants, you know.
Yep, for sure. Yes, very exciting. I remember when this one came in last year, right? Oh no, at the start of this year even. Feels like so long ago.
Yeah, we actually launched it at Sanre.
Yeah, I remember this.
And
because we called Christian from the street.
Yeah, that was it. Darius from Sanre was meant to come in this morning, but sadly they had a little fire on site over the weekend, so they're back up and running. And if anyone's in Ponsonby, please go down and support.
Hard out.
The last thing that you want when you're an hospitality owner. It can be tough at the best of times. So
Get out there and support Sanre, thinking of all of those guys. But also get texting if you want to win a bag of the Kenyan Gichathani AA beans. I'm going to draw a winner at the end of this week. So you've got all week of breakfast to text in to 5395, your name, your B-card number, and 830. 830 is one word with one T in the middle. Of course, if you want to try the new Papua New Guinean filter or any of the other wonderful blends and single origins, you can head to 830's website, 830.com, and use the code 95BFM to get 10% off your order of beans. Wonderful. Well, I'm excited for this week. I can't remember if I've tried this one yet or not, but I feel like maybe I have somewhere, or maybe Christian brought some up for us to try.
You tried it last week in the cup tasters.
I did. Okay. It's all making sense now. And I liked it. It was good. Wait, did I? I thought we had Papua New Guinea and then the blend.
No, we had the classic and the Kenya.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the refresher.
Yeah.
So many beans to keep track of. I don't know how you do it. Really exciting. Get texting if you want to win that. E te whanau. Thank you so much, Charlie, for coming out for a chat.
Yeah, thanks. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to hear about all of the wonderful coffee news. We're going to listen to a track from Kenya. This is from an artist named Coco M, and it's called Winyo Nungo.
MC Siobhan Wood Baba Coco M Charlie Nadi Wadi Wadi Amer Matien Gikizungu inyalo wacho ni tipsy Awinjo Coco M Nyakanyesi kaka nungona ni busy Gimedo bass Wang nikoro gidwaro moga ki cheese Adwa winyo 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 nungo nungo Adwa winyo 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 nungo nungo
A kodra, kaki winye mi a kodra, a bile matin a yodra, ka meja very bad bad, in this re-retreat baby ikri, and mana one gi koko em, ma catch more morito.
And this for a ritual aikra, mood bed, wabom yele nyaka kinka, mangichgo ema mondi kele mesa, wamorga, yasi mito kwa bigwelo gi wadichka, wadwa meto wadwa meka yogo mose kungi muya malera, adwa winyo 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 nungo nungo, adwa winyo winyo.
Do I win ye, kisa kasta done done. Hold it down, I see for quacky. I own me, I keep me warm, I rock.
I do I win ye, kisi casting done done. Hold it down, I see for quacky. I own me, keep it warm, and rock.
I do I win ye, kisa kasta done done. Hold it down, I see for quacky. I own me, I keep me warm, I rock.
This for a bitch for a ikra. Mood bear, wabo miele nyaka kinka. Mangichgo, ema mondi kele mesa. Wamorga, nyasi mito kwa bigwelo gi wadichka. Wadwa metho, wadwa meka yogo mose kungi muye malera. Adwa winyo, 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 nungo, nungo. 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 Adwa winyo, 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 nungo, nungo.
That was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.